It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Beep, beep, beep.
Yes, that's that sound. Get out your old fashions and cheese curds. Mr. Move the Needle has arrived. We are live with Shane Jansen, everybody. Shane, how are you doing today?
Listen, I'm not going to talk anymore. That was fantastic. Thank you very much. You already got rid of my words of affirmation for the day. I'm great now. I'm great. Okay, we're good.
Perfect. Good. We'll just talk March Madness then the whole time.
Yeah. Shane, this is a dream of ours to have you on the podcast. We've been obsessed with you since you started talking about crop tops, season two of Love is Blind, and now you finally come to Reality Alert, to the promised land. So thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Shane, we need to know, when did you first become obsessed with crop tops? When was that first memory that you saw someone wearing a crop top? What happened?
Okay, again, I will say this again. Dude, every time, so my thing walking into the pods was always, I want another style, all right? Like, what do they wear? Like, what's their style? And, dude, no, I mean, again, you have no phone, you have no internet, you have nothing, okay? You're not speaking to a female, or sorry, a woman. You're not speaking to anyone, right? You get a little excited downstairs when you start talking a little bit and whatnot, right? Just like, and then of course the crop top just kept going and going and going.
Oh my God, dear Lord.
Dude, honestly, yeah, I mean, listen, it came from nowhere. It literally came from nowhere, but like, I don't know, man. It was a whole thing, dude. It was a whole fucking thing.
Lovely, thank you for it. It was such great entertainment. That's
you biting the book was our favorite.
Oh my God, that's one of our favorite things ever. When you were would, biting
like,
the
bite book when you would get excited, like that you would take notes in when you would get excited.
You guys should have saw my notebook. It was awesome. It was just all fucking scribbles.
Scribbles and bite marks was what was going on.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. God. That seems like 10 years ago. It seems so long ago. Love is Blind. It's crazy.
Yeah. So could you help us out with the timeline on this? Like, how quick after your season was Perfect Match?
Okay. So let me think here. So April, May, June, July, I think was all the wedding scenes for Love is Blind. And everyone got a phone call after their weddings and whatnot, like as a possible opportunity to go on this new show that they're trying to work on. Everyone did. Natalie, Deep T, Shay, Kyle, everyone got like talked about. Okay, like, it was like everything else. It takes forever. It's a process. It's like 1 week you have, in another month later you'll hear again. Another month. It's all over the place. So when they first call you and whatnot, obviously I was not with anyone and I was like, whatever. And I'm like, it sounded great. Like challenge road rules kind of thing. And it'd be a fun time and everything. So I signed up right away, like not signed up, but like I signed the forms right away after, Love is Blind and whatnot. And then it progressively kept going and going and going. And yeah, I mean, all that stuff, what she says, like, it's just not true.
That Natalie says about you guys being together while you were going on the show.
Right,
Just to clarify for the listeners.
I just was not, yeah. I mean, I filled it out before we were together, and then we were together. It's so ridiculous to think about, but yeah, we broke up, and then I'm like, you know, I said, fuck it. I called instantly. I'm like, what can I do?
So what was your mindset going into Perfect Match then? Was it, were you, could you like even believe that you were doing two shows like that?
I was a mess, dude. I was a fucking mess. Because we just filmed the after show for Love is Blind.
Oh,
we just did a reunion. We did a reunion. And I flew out the next day to Panama.
Wow.
So my fucking emotions were all over the place.
Wait, after the reunion or after the altar?
the reunion. Yeah, the reunion.
Oh my god, that is intense.
It was very intense. But I'm like, you know what? I've been sitting at home doing nothing and kind of like beating myself for a while. I was like, let's try this and see what happens and everything. So it was rough because you get all those feelings back again from, you know, Love Is Blind for the reunion. And I'm out peace by myself to a new show.
Nick said that he was able to make a list of people from other shows that he was interested in. Were you able to do this?
Yeah, so they gave us all the shows to watch and go over and see who we're interested in, who we're not interested in, and what not who we're not interested in, but like who we were, like who would we love to see there, like Bachelor in Paradise, you know, it's like that kind of stuff. But at the time, I had no check mark. I had 800 followers. Like, I couldn't talk to anyone to begin with. Anyways, I was nothing really at the time. So, yeah. So you give like a list of like 3 or 4 or 5 people.
Can you tell us who was on your list?
Yeah. So I had Inez. I had Chloe and Sophie. Who else? Savannah, and then I think that was like, I mean, the fifth one, I don't even remember. Georgia, probably. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you and Inez, you said on the show, had
we talked before.
Yes, and she had been giving you advice or something. How much had you guys been talking?
Oh, hardly at all. It was like a little bit of voice notes in the DMs and whatnot. And she, like, I asked her if she's going on this show and whatnot. No, she legit was stone cold. Did not tell me a thing until I walked through those doors. I'm not even lying to you. I'm not lying. It was crazy. And Nick did the same thing to me too. I DM Nick and I'm like, bro, are you going on the show? And he goes like, and he didn't tell me a damn thing either. And I saw him the first day as well. Him and Inez.
I guess maybe they were worried about breaking NDA or something. But you were trying to figure out
Nick plays by the rules. Okay. Nick's not a rule breaker. Okay. Listen, I understand, but listen, like, you know, he wants to make sure he ain't breaking any rules by the time. I promise you that.
Mr. MIT over there.
Yeah, dude. Overthinking everything. Always, always. But that's why we get along so well. We're complete opposite human beings.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Complete opposite.
All right. Let's get into it, Shane. What happened between you and Chloe after the show? This is what people want to know. I think I need to know. So you guys, you seemed really good. And then what happened?
So here's what I'll say about this whole thing. These shows, and it's my fault too. It's my fault because I knew like who I was getting involved with, like, you know, someone from a different country, and like, you know, it stacks up against it. It's so hard to explain, but you are in this whole bubble for legit like a month, and then you go out, you get your phones back, and like it's legit just chaos. And you go from like sleeping with each other every night for, you know, a week, 2 weeks straight, and then it's like nothing. And it's like, it's just so hard to bring, because you're at such a high and you expect that kind of, I think, going forward, still moving forward and whatnot. And it just didn't do that. It just never happened. It was just hard. Because, you know, it's like long distance is long distance. And it's like, you know, it's like Colorado or whatnot. But like, no, it's like a different country. It's so different. It's ridiculous. It's hard.
Or Alaska, which is a different country.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
It's
very hard.
So, not China, so though. China,
did you guys like try to stay in touch for a little bit and then it just kind of like fizzled out, or was there like a true breakup moment?
Mm-hmm. Kind of fizzled for everyone at the same time. Like, we all, like, I was talking to Joey for a while and I was like, you know, Dom and whatnot. It's like it all happened kind of at the same time for everyone. It was just like, I don't know. It's hard to explain unless you were there. And it's like, it's just, yeah, it's very, it's hard, but it just didn't work out. And like I said, as you can see, like, we both have respect for each other, compared to my last show where it was obviously drama. Mm-hmm. Like, we're low key, we're like, we're keeping everything like moving on. It's all good. And it's like, I'm very appreciative of that.
How did you feel about her taking the picture with your exes, Chloe? Was that? Shane is shaking his head and smiling for audio listeners.
This could be a pay-per-view headline if I want to say what I want to say, but I'm not going to say it. Yes, really, I mean, it's just
he's taking a sip.
For Chloe and Inez, first of all, the TikTok was awful. It wasn't even funny. Like, if you're gonna do it, you gotta go all out with that kind of situation. But it's just, you know, Chloe and Inez, it's fine, it's funny, like it's like kind of like whatever. But I mean, the other one, it's like, gee, like, come on, like, just move, like, stop. Like, I already put your future kids through college by now. It's like, just stop.
Do you and Cole, are you guys going to start a support group for people whose girlfriends from the show are contacting ex-girlfriends? Is that going to be a thing now?
No, we'll be canceled in 2 seconds. Like, yeah. Yeah, but listen, I don't want to listen. He made out like a fucking, you know, gold. So whatever. He has no idea what I went through.
Well, let's talk about your arc on Perfect Match, because I feel like Perfect Match showed this side of you that like everybody is loving. You've been very popular this season. What was that like for you to watch the season over and sort of see that happening for you?
Well, here's the thing. It's like I keep telling people, I was a lot to handle that first time I was on TV, like Love Is Blind. Like, now people knew who I was, they knew my personality. It's like, you just kind of like get my humor, my personality, and who I am. But like, again, I'm not talking to a wall. I'm not like not knowing who, you know, getting married at the end of the day. It's like a lot less stressful. You know, I can be loose, have fun, and enjoy myself. Okay. Whereas Love Is Blind, there's so much pressure. So much pressure. 24/7 around you. And I just felt like, you know, I was loose and first of all, I had nothing to lose going to the next show. Like, it couldn't be any worse for me. So it's like, yeah, I was way more loose. That's what it was. I had no, you didn't have to worry about any kind of marriage or anything like that. So that's why, probably.
Did Inez really make you sleep on that little couch thing?
No, I put myself there.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that was your decision.
Yeah, but guess what? All I care about is my gross-ass veins on that one bed picture, of course. No, they don't worry about my story that I slept on the goddamn sofa, but no. I was attacking with his fucking veins.
Did you think your veins are beautiful, Shane. You have great veins.
Dude, that was creepy. I didn't notice that. That was really weird. Whatever. Go figure.
All right. In the kissing game, when you got a 10 over Nick's 9 from Inez, was that the happiest moment of your entire life? Close?
No. I've had a few with Nick, actually, probably even higher than that. So, a funny story. I'll tell you a little funny story. No, so, okay, I'll tell you a little inside. Like, that didn't obviously make TV and whatnot, but... So me and Nick always like go back and forth with each other, and you know, we sing each other sad songs to each other, like, all this kind of stuff, you know, whatever. Right, and right. So the day that I had Izzy and he had Inez, I was like, obviously, I was on my high horse, I was feeling great, blah blah, blah, all that kind of shit, and I walk out. When it's lights out, the rooms are closed. I walk out to get some water downstairs. I see Nick with his head down on the white couch, just like this. sad and contemplating life. It was the most satisfying, funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. It was out of, it was like, because I know how much he overthinks everything he does. And when like he like couldn't even go in the room, he like went downstairs in the living room and just put his head down on his knees and just like this. I just laughed at him the whole time. It was hilarious. And then also, you know, like the, you know, the push-up challenge. It's hilarious just watching, you know. I just love it. There's a lot of things about him that I just love.
We didn't get to see Nick do push-ups in that push-up challenge.
Well, yeah, I wanted to see Nick fail.
Did you do a challenge on your own?
Yeah,
that was not aired. Oh, I see. I see.
Okay.
Yeah, he got three. I got like 10. So sorry.
You lose again, Nick. Sorry, man.
Shane, we learned something really important about you during Perfect Match. We learned that your celebrity crush is Shania Twain. What is it about Shania that gets you going?
It's a great question.
Oh, okay, so I had a huge. I've had like the longest crush on her for when she performed in Chicago years and years and years ago. You can look it up on YouTube. Fantastic outfit, and it was just lights out performance. And it was like one of the first concerts I've ever been to in my life. And I just looked at it, and I'm like, that is the fucking woman right there. Like that is the perfect human right there. I saw her, and ever since then, it's just like she, you know, she just, I don't know. She just has it. She just has the it factor. It's just like I love it.
My God, you know, nothing
about her. It's just like, yeah, you know, like, you know, she's a little older too. I like that a little bit too. So,
oh, okay, oh,
all right.
But,
honey, little sassy.
Was that Love Is Blind or Perfect Match?
that's actually one of our go-to clips. We even have a category on our Patreon named after you, which is the sassiest honey of the week. Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's so inspiration for a lot of things we do on this podcast.
And I'll say again, one thing, it's like, never ask me if it was scripted or if I was acting or anything. There's no way I can act what I did. There's no way.
Oh no. We've never questioned that with you ever.
Oh, I know. I'm saying, I was asking a lot. Well, you guys think I can actually act this out? Like, are you audience? I can barely do a 15-second ad on Instagram, like reading off the scripts, like let alone a fucking, you know, a whole fucking dating show. So, but yeah,
I'm just curious. We asked this question to Nick, and I'm wondering, you know, what was the motivation with trying to like win this show? Because Nick said you guys got like.
There was the motivation.
Okay, yeah. Because you weren't told the prize at the beginning.
The motivation was to find someone, like, because they never gave you any, they never told us anything. What we would get, what the rules were, nothing until like the last day when we voted. We had no idea we were going to vote. We had no idea we were going to be up front doing a basically a reunion show and whatnot. We had no idea. So there was really no incentive. It was just to have fun, let loose, and just, you know, and try to, you know, kind of, you know, find someone. But like, you know, there was like no motivation to win, to be honest with you, because we had no idea what the prize would be. And me and Chloe kind of talked about it too, where it's like, you never really do want to win these shows because it's added pressure. You know, obviously, see, you know, Diamond Jordan, you know, stuff. It's like, it's added pressure to a relationship and whatnot, you know, when they win and like the focus is on them and whatnot. So.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you Team Dom or Team Georgia?
No.
What a cruel question, Max.
Pick a side.
Pick a side right now.
Listen. It's so hard. It's very serious about these two because they both have the biggest hearts. Dom was my best friend in the house, and Georgia was the nicest on the women's side. And it wasn't even close. She was the most kindest, honest, authentic person. So it's very difficult to like see what's going on with these two and whatnot. It's just tough.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to side with your best friend? That's pretty messed up, Shane.
He's not my best friend, first of all. But...
okay.
I said on the show, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
how surprised were you when Joey, when you found out Joey proposed to Carousel?
Not really surprised.
Really?
Those two are back that they have 24/7. It was like, Joey always talked about he was ready. You know, it's like he's not here to play games. I wasn't surprised, you know, cause he, to make a big splash too, as well. But when they came back, it was like, okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
I just went through it. Good luck. Godspeed. It's not as fun as it looks.
That's such a different perspective from a Love is Blind cast member about the proposal, whereas a non-Love is Blind cast member is going like, oh, wow, I can't believe they actually did that.
Yeah, I always like go back and forth. I'm like, do I say I was engaged, like, if I go on dates or whatnot? Or was like, right. How do you really think about that? You know, it's like, was it? Or, you know, it's tough to say.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying on a show and I was engaged, but like they could take that, you know, God knows how far and be like, I don't know. It's just hard to say. Like, I was engaged, I guess. Yeah, I was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was it like meeting Chloe for the first time on that? What was that first date like? And did she know who you were?
I don't know if she did or not, but I think she did because she came in halfway through, right? So mm-hmm. My show was airing during that time, so she was able to watch and do all that kind of
stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So was it
your idea to get the monkey on that date? That's
yes.
On the second date, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about the monkey?
That thing scared the shit out of me, man. It was so scary looking when you look at it close up front and whatnot. It took us like 20 takes to get that thing still and just sit there. But it was also a good icebreaker though too. It was a very good icebreaker.
Sure, I imagine.
Yeah. That fucking one.
When you left the house, were you? So you obviously didn't leave on good terms with Chloe. Like when you were back in like holding or whatever, were you hopeful that Chloe would bring you back? Like what was your mindset? Like what were you thinking?
My mindset was fuck this. I want to leave.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not joking. It was like, I have a whole life going on with Love is Blind that was airing, you know, and going through all this shit back home that I couldn't like defend myself. I couldn't talk to any news people. I couldn't talk to anyone. I could go on podcasts. Well, everyone else is, you know, basically doing all that shit. And like, yeah. At that time, I was exhausted. I'm like, I don't even want to go back in the house. Like, I really don't. I didn't know. It was a lot. The whole waterfall scene, as hilarious as it was, people don't understand how much that fucks up with your head too, though. Like, I make fun of it. It's funny and whatnot, but like, people were like, oh, how can you not get over this? How can you not, like, you know, move on? It's like, you guys, that was like, like, devastating. Like, you know, A, getting dumped, like, not dumped, like, turned down on TV, and then the fucking scene, like, that was like the number one scene. Like, I mean, you can't make that up. And it's like,
so how like, I don't know how much you can go into behind the scenes or whatever, but like, how coordinated was that? The producers didn't set you down.
Do you really think I would never? No, that's what I'm trying to say to you is like, it was not scripted at all.
Interesting. See, I guess watching from home, I was like, oh, the producers were definitely like, have him sit right there. And then
I mean, you guys saw my reaction too. It was like, that was very, very like real. Like, I was very pissed. Like, I couldn't, that was not fake like emotions.
So they knew you were right beneath them there?
Well, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure they knew when they were upstairs. Yes, I'm sure they knew. I had no idea.
It's hard to know from home what the dynamics are in terms of like the location of like,
yeah, again, I don't know. I don't even know the dynamic. But all I know my part was I sat down and was waiting to leave and get out of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you went on, so like you don't know who you're going on a date with when you were coming back, or did you have a feeling it was Courtney? Chloe, sorry, like what was happening?
I knew it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
And were you like, were you apprehensive? Like what was happening in your mind at that point?
I was excited, but I wanted, you know, I thought we had a lot of, you know, unfinished, you know, we want more conversations to have and whatnot. I don't know. It was tough during that time because, you know, you're in a hotel room by yourself, all your thoughts and whatnot. You're just going back and forth, like what happened here, what happened there. And it was like, I don't know. Let me try to think. It's so long ago. I was just honestly happy to see her again, to be honest with you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then from there, like, yeah, I just wanted to see her again. That's what it was.
Had you had a feeling that her and Mitch weren't going to really work out?
No idea.
What was your thoughts on that?
I understood it, but at the same time, I didn't understand it either.
Had you known their history, like with the, like, had you seen the whole social media thing where
not
he
really.
Had come into the airport, you know, with the roses and the sign, and then 24 hours later,
oh, no,
the
no,
breakup sorry, messages?
I never heard of that.
Okay. Okay.
Nope. Didn't hear that one.
Okay.
No, good for him. But no, I didn't know about it. I tried to go into it with an open mind, complete as possible. You know, that's what it was.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'll say about that. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, it made good TV.
It did. And, yeah.
Yeah. Trust me, it made great TV. Yeah. It, without that, like, that little arc of me coming back and whatnot, like, there are certain points in the show that made, like, splashes, and they needed that splash at the end of the show, kind of right there, too. So.
No pun intended.
Yeah, was that? I was gonna say, was that an intentional pun?
Shane just slipped.
Oh, I walk into these every time.
Ooh, honey, little sassy. Oh,
motherfucker.
Wow, little sassy.
So, Shane, you got into a fight with Chloe one night after she performed this rap for you, saying that she's in love with you. Do you just not like rap? Is that what the problem was? Do you not like rap music?
Was that I'm a country boy.
If she had done some Shania, I think everything would have worked out well.
No, that would have confused my heart. I wouldn't know what to do at that point.
You had to pack your bags. You were like, should have been Shania. You knew my crush.
You would ask Joey for his ring, and you would have gotten down on one knee and proposed.
For Shania? Absolutely, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
No questions asked. Absolutely.
Ladies, this is the key to Shane's heart. Are you taking notes? Come on.
Surviving Shane, everyone. Surviving Shane. That's the whole trending on TikTok, so.
Would you do another reality show?
Yes, but I don't think I'd do a dating one ever again.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm done with dating ones.
What about like if Netflix did like a their version of The Challenge? Would you do something like that?
Yeah, I would do that. But like,
that'd be cool.
Not like a dating, I wouldn't do a dating show again, though. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
I would do a real estate one. I would do other stuff like that, but a dating stuff, I think I'm done. It's just not for me. Yeah, I'm too emotional. I just can't do it. I know who I am. Yeah. I know who I am. It's okay.
So you wouldn't go back on Love is Blind again?
Could you imagine?
Oh my God. Yes, I would love it.
It would be amazing.
Shane,
oh my God.
Please do it.
Please do it. For the entertainment alone. Look, we need you. Okay.
Listen, I'm happy with where I'm at. People think I'm a better person now, and I'm very happy. Okay, I'm good. Okay, I'm good right now. Where I am. Let's just be there.
look at all this growth that's come from reality TV. That can only mean that you have to do more reality TV.
Yes.
Right? Because you'll just keep growing.
Or I'll be a fucking like, no, I don't, never mind. Oh, no.
Say it. Say it.
Anyways.
Are you currently seeing anyone or dating?
No.
No?
No.
Are you, you're not dating any Los Angeles-based athletes or anything like that?
This is a joke, I think. What
yeah.
Los Angeles. What am I missing here? What am I missing? Is cheating someone or what? I don't know. Oh, touche. Yeah.
Is that Chloe from Too Hot to Handle?
Are your DMs open? Should we let people know? Do you like when people slide into your DMs?
I don't trust anyone in those things, man. It's a wild, wild west. Dude, it's crazy.
Oh, we know it.
Oh, we know it. People are always trying to date us. So, you know,
It's a wild scene.
Well, they're trying to date Nick, but through our...
Yeah, people are trying to date Nick through us. It's crazy.
Fuck Nick.
And you.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Well, now that you've been on the podcast, people are going to be DMing us about you all the time.
That's true. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Is there anything else that we missed from Perfect Match that you wish we would have seen that would have enlightened us about you?
I don't know, man. Listen, this experience was 10,000 times better. It really was. As you can see, there, you know, even like their posts, you know, after the show, it's like all fun and games, like lighthearted stuff and everything like that. It's like Love Is Blind, like they went after, like they fucking attacked and bullied, like, you know, shit. To, you know, it's a whole different animal, and I'm very grateful for that. That show, you know, it helped. It helped me a lot. It did.
Yeah. Who are you still cool. in touch with from the cast of Perfect Match?
Joey, Nick, Will, Dom, Mitchell. You know, guys, mostly guys.
The bros, yeah.
Just the bros, baby.
Just the bros, broing out.
Bros, yeah. What else? Three more questions. Let's go. I got three more. I gotta get out of here.
Three more questions.
Three more. Let's go. Give me something.
What is your favorite color? Oh no! Wait, not that one. Hold on. I wanna hear his reaction to our laughing montage of sound bites, Max.
We're gonna play all the laughs that we have of yours, and we want to know what you think. Okay.
Last thing now. Let's go. Let's do it.
Okay.
Wow, I love that one. I'm like a fucking hyena.
That's every laugh you've ever done on both shows. So that's all your laughs.
We recorded them all.
Roof.
You have a wonderful laugh.
Is that creepy?
It's a lot less creepy in a regular podcast episode, I assure you.
I mean, listen, after what I've been through the last 2 years, nothing's really that creepy anymore. I promise you. Like that.
Okay.
Beep, beep, beep.
Well, Shane, thank you so much for joining us. It's been so great having you. And we hope maybe we'll get you on here again one day. Do you want to promote anything while you're on the podcast?
No, maybe we should do me and Nick. We could do a combined podcast, you know, with him.
That'd be fun. You guys could fight
do like some competitions, some games, or something.
Yeah, you guys could play battle.
No, I can't do that. I can embarrass him on TV. I would never. I am not even a big bad bully. I can't do that to him.
Yeah,
push-up contest probably kind of dead air.
We'll figure something out.
Okay, yeah, we'll definitely.
All right, guys. That.
All right. Thanks, Shane. We appreciate
you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Shane. Well, that was everything I'd ever hoped and dreamed of.
It's a little reserved. A little reserved.
I know.
I was very surprised by that.
But we got him. We pulled in a big one.
We did. I was hoping we could get a clear laughing soundbite out of his interview, but I don't know if we got that.
Yeah. Well, we got some answers to some questions, and it was good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
I'm satisfied.
Me too.
Someone's asked, was this the first time he was on our show? Yes, and it won't be the last.
I hope.
Maybe it will be. Who knows? I don't know. We got him. We've been hoping. We've been asking Shane to be on our show since Love is Blind finished. And he's actually our first Love is Blind cast member to ever be on. And we've been trying since season two. So this is pretty amazing.
If Jokic wins MVP over Giannis, then he might not come on the podcast.
Literally sounds like gibberish to these people. Thank you, Kimberly. We did do a great job. You did a great job too. So that was pretty cool. I'm hoping that maybe like their contracts are up, so maybe we can start talking to people from Love is Blind now, maybe.
Yes.
Like it has to be a certain amount of time. I think that they're under contract once they're right out of their seasons, and then it has to be a long amount of time. They're only allowed to go on like very specific shows once they are out. So thank you everybody for watching live and for listening via audio our shows later. Please remember to subscribe to us on YouTube at youtube.com/realityalert. It's very helpful and a great way to check out these interviews and join us live with all these people joining us live as well. It's a great way to join the chat. We can also answer some of your questions when we have time. Follow us on Instagram at Reality Alert Podcast. Great way to know ahead of time when these things are happening. We do post about them. And check out our memes, drinking games, and other fun stuff. Instagram at Reality Alert Podcast. And the most important thing you should do is go to patreon.com/realityalert. Our bonus content starts at only $5. And you can check out our bonus episodes for Love is Blind Season 4. It starts next Friday, March 24th. So don't miss out. And there's over 50 episodes of bonus content that you get access to for like $5 a month. Go there right now. There's tons of people doing it. You should join them. And it helps the podcast so we can do great interviews like this and we won't stop doing it.
That's right. That well? Oh, yeah.
It's like do all it. One breath. I didn't stop breathing.
Everybody's doing it. All the cool kids are doing it.
Yeah.
Everybody who owns a leather jacket is subscribed to our Patreon. So
yeah,
just so you know, if you want to be cool like them, then you hop on our Patreon. Okay.
Yeah.
Sick. Thank you.
Okay. So yeah, we're not going to be back till Friday, but on Friday,
Love is Blind, baby.
Episodes, Love is Blind season 4. We're covering them around
Seattle. Around here like we come. We'll have our Starbucks. We'll be on our Microsoft Windows computers, and we'll be ready to go. It's gonna be
blasting some Pearl Jam, baby. Jeremy has spoken, baby. Let's go. Ben knows what I'm talking about. Let's go.
Like a classic rock band.
I guess they could be classic now. I guess an early 90s classic.
Yeah.
We're going to be wearing plaid. We're going to be grunging out. Let's go.
And then there's the guy who died, too.
Yes, Kurt Cobain, Ben.
Right. He's there.
He's the lead singer of
Nirvana.
Yes. Whoa.
Well, we've been over this on the podcast. We should do an entire episode talking about the Seattle Supersonics. And
yeah, there we
Kevin,
go.
The Kevin Durant started
Kevin
out.
Durant, baby, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. All right. Dude, we're
so excited for the Seattle jokes.
We're going to blow. Dude, people are like, why did they ramble past the Shane interview and start talking about Seattle?
It's just for us.
They're also I thought this was going to be a 40-minute interview, but it was 30 minutes plus 10 minutes of these guys selling their Patreon and talking about
telling Seattle jokes. What else?
All right.
They have a needle. They have the needle. Mr. Move the needle.
They have the fish market. I don't know. When I went there, I walked past this famous fish market when I was in Seattle. So I really remember
Ken Griffey Jr.
The Space IBM. Needle.
IBM.
Do we have to save these jokes?
Okay, all right, we'll save them. Save the IBM jokes, okay? Save
them. Those are really, really, really special jokes. Okay, we'll see everybody real soon. Bye.
Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Sorry, my joke.
Hi, babe. You're such a sword.